online at mark2lumber.com or in person at 625 East 6th Avenue. Mark II Lumber, more than just lumber.
KBOE Live and local cloud cover, 54 degrees. Good morning on a Monday.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And joining us at 8:27 here this Monday morning, we have Emporia Farmers Market Director Tricia Fullerton as we preview a very busy week for the Farmers Market.
Tricia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine. How are you?
We're doing good. Doing
all right. How are things going here with all the different activities that you've got lined up here for the week?
Oh, it is a busy week. We're really excited about it. We have all of our three market locations starting up this week. So, yeah, we are going full force now that it's May.
All right. Do things start with Olpe, Tricia?
That's correct. Olpe is today from 5 to 6:30 this evening. We will have that market going. And then Allen will be on Thursday from 5 to 6:30. And then Emporia starts its 40th outdoor season on Saturday morning from 8:30 to 10:30.
Well, let's talk a little bit about these different startups individually. First off, tell us what's going to be taking place in Olpe and for folks that don't know where the market is.
So, yeah, the market is there along 99 in Olpe. It's a catty corner from the gas station. That's very easy to find. We have a sign up. They're sitting very close there to 99 on the highway, so they're very easy to spot with our vendors right there. We are hoping to have the library. I know it's looking like there could be some rain. People always ask us, are you going to be there if it's raining or storming? We are. We do not shut the market down. We are there rain or shine. So we will be there with some vendors. Hopefully the library can join us as well. And I know I've had an egg vendor contact me about being there tonight also. So we're really excited about everything they're going to have available.
All right. So let's get things launched in Olpe here this evening. And then Allen, they are generally Thursday nights. And that is right in front of Allen Meat Processing, right?
Correct. They are right by the meat processing company there. So we are right there on that street, right at the four-way stop.
So, and I believe, does that start at 4?
That one also starts at 5. So we will start an Allen at 5. Now, they usually have some food trucks or some type of a hot food there that is for sale, and they do usually start that up a little bit earlier than that.
Yeah,
but the market opens at 5.
Okay, I think the food will start at 4. I think they've got a last-minute barbecue that will be there.
Ah, yes.
With some food on hand here this weekend, so they always do a great job in Allen. So the market itself starts at 5, but they'll have food available for your purchase beginning at 4 p.m. So let's talk about Emporia, year number 40, Tricia, and how will things get kicked off here this weekend?
Oh, it's exciting. We're going to have some live music. We're going to have some gifts for the kids. We're going to have some free cake for everybody that comes early. You know, until it runs out, but we're going to have a lot of cake there available and just a lot of fun for celebrating our 40th outdoor anniversary. And, you know, it's amazing that we've been going so long, but it's such a great option, especially now, when you can eat fresh, you can eat local. Our vendors tend to pick things right before they come to market or just the night before, so it's the freshest food you're going to find, and we don't have those supply issues. We are right here local, so it's a great way to pick up things.
I was going to ask you here about that, Tricia, especially considering the fact that, you know, with the pandemic that a lot of our purchasing habits may have had to change, and certainly our budgets have had to change here to account for that. But, you know, what are some of the different reasons besides that that you see that the market has been such a success here the past four decades?
I think it's been a great success because everything stays local. Our vendors are local. Everything is grown and produced right here in Kansas, and a lot of it, you know, it's in Lyon County and the surrounding counties. And so it just makes it the most wonderful option. Prices are very reasonable. It's not like a farmer's market is priced a lot higher than other things. As you know, everything's going up right now. But the market is a great way to come and support your local community and visit with people in the community. And just a great opportunity. There are also a lot of other things going on downtown with Cinco de Mayo, so you can come shop the market and then enjoy all of the fun going on downtown this weekend.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo will be starting, and it's going to be a great day all day in downtown Emporia, but the Emporia Farmers Market now in its 40th year, and start time is at 8:30, is that correct?
That is correct, and we're hoping to have our T-shirts available to celebrate our 40th anniversary with the award design that Amanda Brockelman created for us. So we're really excited about that. If they're not at the first market, they will be there soon. So you can order those, and it'll be a great way to be a part of our 40th anniversary.
So what kind of items might we find Saturday morning at the Farmers Market parking lot at 7th and Merchant?
We have a lot of spring produce. So there are a lot of leafy greens, fresh vegetables like that. We've had radishes. We have baked goods. Chad the Bread Man comes there, and he's always got his baked goods. We have several others who also do baked goods. We have some spring onions and garlic, so that's always a great thing to add to what you're creating. So we have a lot of fresh foods available, as well as we always have some crafts and a lot of fun like that. We've had a lady talk to me about bringing in some donuts, so I'm hoping we may have some donuts at our opening market. That'll be a great way to grab a donut, just shop the market. So we have crafts, we have all kinds of things available, and that's the fun part. Week to week it changes. You never know what you're going to find, and there's always new stuff, as well as honey, the farm fresh eggs that we tend to have regularly. All of those things are just a great part of the market.
Outstanding. So, all right, Tricia, let's go through the schedule again here this week for what you got coming up to open up the regular season.
So for the regular season, we start tonight in Opie at 5 o'clock. And then on Thursday night, we're in Allen at 5 o'clock. And then our 40th anniversary, our opening outdoor season here in Emporia, Saturday morning at 8:30 at 7th and Merchant.
The Farmers Market is outdoors beginning this Saturday. So we know officially that it is springtime when the market, market is here. And just in case you're wondering, now you will go to twice a week, what, beginning in June? Is that right, Tricia?
That's correct. We'll start June 1st with our Wednesday night market. Now, we will have that odd with Unbound Gravel. We will not have a market on June 4th on that Saturday, but our Wednesday markets will start in June so that we'll most of the time be open that 2 days a week on Wednesday evenings and Saturday mornings.
Now, if there are folks interested in becoming a vendor, Tricia, how do they do that?
They can reach out to me on Facebook, Messenger. They can email me at the Farmers Market. There, if you go to our website, there's also a phone number there. You can call me. We're really a great deal. It's $25, and you can be a vendor at all of our markets all year long for that $25. And then we do charge a small commission. But out of that, we pay the sales tax. So vendors don't have to have a sales tax number on their own if they're just selling through the market. So it really is a great bargain.
That is a great bargain.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, Tricia, thanks a bunch, and we'll see you Saturday.
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
Have a good day. Tricia Fullerton, who is the Emporia Farmers Market Director. As, it is market time, outdoors now.
Yes,
yeah,
absolutely.
It'll be tonight, Allen Thursday, and here on Saturday. And I do believe Americas is not part of the Emporia Farmers Market. They're not under that umbrella.
Okay.
But I do believe they do have theirs in the City Park Fridays from 5 until 6:30.
Okay.
Okay?
That clears that up.
There
in case you wanted to know. So want to let you know, too, that the Newsmaker 2 slots here all week are full. But if you want to get on the morning show specifically for that 8:20 slot and you have an event or an activity for, say, mid-May through the end of the month, give us a call, 620-342-1400. We'll get you on the schedule, or a quick email to KVUE at KVUE.com. We'll do the same thing. Tomorrow we'll be joined by City Housing Specialist Jeff Lynch. We're talking about the work of the Emporia Land Bank as our focal point tomorrow morning.
KBOE Live and local cloud cover, 54 degrees. Good morning. It is 8:36.
Looking for a change? Simmons Pet Food has new job opportunities. For a limited time, they're offering a 2000.